Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a Stocks for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons, questions answered.
Doug Morris is the CEO of portfolio tracking tool ShareSight. In this quick tip, he gives us an overview of ETFs and what they are. Part of the low-cost landscape that we see has come about because of ETFs. Tell us about ETFs. What are they? How do they work?
Yeah.
And what should investors have them as part of their portfolio?
Yeah, so just basically ETFs stands for Exchange Traded Fund. They have become the most popular investment vehicle in the world. They have basically replaced mutual funds in many markets around the world. Not that mutual funds have died and gone away, but new money inflows into products are going predominantly to ETFs these days. Essentially, an ETF is a listed portfolio. So if you can imagine a mutual fund that might invest in, say, European stocks or tech stocks, or maybe even the S&P 500 broadly. Typically, as investors, we would just buy that mutual fund either through our financial advisor or through a website. And it was very much an offline kind of slow-moving process, right? ETFs replicate those investment strategies, but they're listed on exchanges, meaning you get instant access to those portfolios and you can buy and sell those, well, really on an intraday basis if you chose to do so. And they're huge. They're very, very liquid. And so they offer investors of all sizes, be you a smaller self-directed investor like me, or even like a large pension fund, you can use these products to build your portfolios. And there's really now, there's an ETF for everything. I mean, I mentioned, you know, various global stock markets, the S&P 500. There's also ETFs that give you exposure to specific asset classes, maybe like tech stocks. There's even Bitcoin ETFs that are or are not legal, depending on where you're listening to this podcast. So please do research on those. A colleague of mine at ShareSight, she owns an ETF that invests in cybersecurity companies. So there's an ETF, honestly, for everything these days.
There's robotics, isn't there? And there's artificial intelligence.
Absolutely.
There's healthcare.
Yeah, also, I mean, if you wanted to sort of invest like my father did back in the day, there's an ETF that will invest in future contracts for soft commodities as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's also ones doing shorting and other inverse kind of things. I would say be very careful with those. I've been burned by those myself. really, ETFs bring all kinds of thematic ideas to the hands of retail investors.
Stocks for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Stocks for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.